joining us now on the telephone to crunch all the numbers is Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing. He's in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, what do you make of all of this?
Well, I think the big surprise on the report, really, several surprises, but the one that really catches the trader's attention, I think, is soybean stocks, and we are down 70 million or so, less than the expectations on that. And, you know, they dropped carryout, but I'm not sure they're going to drop carryout to reflect that difference in what the stocks are showing there. I think we've kind of got a triple factor there that we're looking at today on the beans. They're probably going to be the leader. One is the crop report here. We got more sales to China announced again this morning. And it looks like the forecasts have kind of backed off again as far as the drought down there in Argentina.
As far as I can tell, when you look at everything in total, it doesn't look at first blush like this will result in anywhere near a limit move in anything.
I'm not so sure, Dave. Mm. I think it's going to be interesting to see where the beans go. I think they're going to open sharply higher. I think if they would move up, and I think there is that possibility out there that they could move all the way to limit, then I think you could pull the corn and be along with it, maybe.
What else have you figured out off of these reports? What did the USDA do with planted and harvested acres?
Well, they did drop the harvested acres on beans as well as the yield a little bit. Really, on the corn, the summary on the corn is from the U.S. standpoint, they dropped production on corn, and that pretty much carried over to the bottom line. They dropped the ending stocks about 90 million bushel. They did a little bit of adjustment and, you know, increased ethanol, decreased feed, but really the production number was changed there. And on the soybeans, like we said, they dropped the yield a little bit, dropped the planted or harvested acres a little bit, and carryout was reduced to 140 million, which I'm not sure we can get a lot lower than that. We found in the past the USDA kind of hesitates to go much lower.
So 0.745, 745 million bushels is likely to be the lowest reflected number, and then we'll just have to guesstimate from there?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think the trade starts to get into, you know, what the real number is. I'm not sure that we really shouldn't have a little bit a larger number in use right now in soybeans when we continue to see China come in here and buy. But realistically, you know, we can only we have a limit on what our carryout probably can be.
Anything catch your eye in WASD?
I'm sorry, Dave?
In the WASD reports?
Well, I guess one thing is just maybe as a little bit of a counteraction to the soybeans, we do have world stocks still more than what we had a couple of years ago back in 08. So I think world ending stocks is probably the buffer there for us on soybeans.
All right, quickly then the calls and we'll let you
go. I call corn 15 to 20 higher, soybeans 30 to 40 higher, and wheat 10 to 15 higher. And I didn't really look at the livestock this morning here, Dave.
That's perfectly fine. Thank you much, Bill.
Thank you.
That's Bill Mayer of Strategic Farm Marketing, and